Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Edge. It's Wednesday, September 24th, and something jumped out during Sunday's gubernatorial debate. It took 20 minutes before anyone even said Phil Murphy's name. 90 minutes on stage by the candidates, and the governor was mentioned only three times. I mean, that's not just unusual. That's almost unheard of. I mean, you know, think about it. In New Jersey, the sitting governor is always on the ballot, whether they're running or not. But Murphy's net positive approval ratings, an electorate that is far more locked in on Washington and the White House than they are in Trenton, has made him less of a factor in a gubernatorial race than most of his predecessors. I mean, compare it to 8 years ago. Chris Christie was everywhere. Phil Murphy turned Kim Guadagno into Chris Christie's third term. He said, if you like Chris Christie, you'll love Kim Guadagno. And Guadagno was barely her own person. Murphy made her into Christie's understudy. Doug Forrester in 2005 went after Dick Cody. He tried to turn the race into a referendum on Trenton taxes and insiders rather than Cody's own popularity, even though he wasn't on the ballot. In 2001, Jim McGreevy spent months hammering the Whitman DeFrancesco years. In 1981, Tom Kane made two-term Governor Brendan Byrne his punching bag. He said 8 years of the Byrne-Florio taxes. That was his mantra in an extraordinarily narrow win against Jim Florio. 8 years later, when Kane left office, Florio finally broke through. He swung the other way, hammering Kane for what he called soaring popularity bought on credit. He said that Kane's debt was a hidden mortgage on New Jersey's future. You know, go back even further. Brendan Byrne bloodied up Bill Cahill, hit him on corruption in his cabinet, his own unpopular income tax plan. I mean, imagine attacking a guy for proposing a tax when you're about to do the same thing yourself. Cahill became the first sitting governor in New Jersey history to lose a primary, and Byrne kept right on pounding him. You know, in 1969, Republicans framed Dick Hughes as a governor who raised taxes and botched the Newark riots. Meanwhile, Bob Miner, his party's former governor, didn't even bother to defend him. I mean, you know, Miner and Hughes never really liked each other, and Miner made it clear that he didn't want to be Hughes's third term. I mean, you go all the way back to 1953 when Miner ran the first time. He made his bones by going after Alfred Driscoll, not savagely, but enough to draw some blood. And one party rule, patronage, contracts at the Turnpike Authority, that became part of Miner's path to victory. By 1961, Miner was the incumbent, and the script flipped. He got tagged as not doing enough to develop jobs and build infrastructure, not building enough roads. That's the tradition in New Jersey. The sitting governors always hang over the race, except for now. In 2025, the governor's barely even a character in his own succession drama. That's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow.